Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,946, Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park LLC, seeking two variances from the separation requirement between units, section 115-172-G7 and G13 of Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Seneca Street, approximately 624 feet northwest of Central Avenue. The 911 address is 16335 Seneca Street, Lewis. Zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, map 8.14, parcel 43, lot 55408. Specifically, the variances requested were a 1.3-foot variance and a 6.2-foot variance from the required separation distances.
Okay, again, this was you, Mr. Records. You had denied this, so I will again...
Well,
up to you.
Yeah, we're running into the situation where we have placed mobile homes in there when you have no lot lines, you have no anything to go by, and they keep putting them in there, and then they improve it, and then when they improve it, they become they've got themselves a situation where they have to come to us for a variance. So it just continues on in Donovan's, that's the mobile home park.
Right. Okay.
Let's see how the rest of their.
Okay.
Don't feel I.
All right. Mr. Workman, how are.
I still think he's causing his problems in his home hardship.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
I would agree, even though it's not quite as
large. Drastic.
Drastic here in this case, but...
But needless to say. Mm-hmm.
But like I say, a little more planning and foresight in where the placement of the sheds is would have made a much more minimal variance request.
Okay. And you, Mr. Mills.
Well, and they could remedy the situation by just having those people move their shed,
mm-hmm.
In that on that rear
right.
separation. The other one, you know, it is a minimal one. It's for a deck. We allow decks to encroach 5 feet. So this, I think, would be a case if we were to grant it, a case of a minimum to afford relief if they move the shed. But they could move the shed.
Let me just start me. Instead of going to talk to somebody.
Yeah, so.
There again, I go to Mr. Hudson.
You're asking somebody else to move the shed.
Yeah.
And I think
park.
They don't want to move the shed.
Well, it's a park they manage.
I think she, didn't she complain, the person behind there, about, and I think John asked her if she mm-hmm. was.
Yeah, this is the one that said she when she opened
like 7 foot.
When she pulled her, started her lawnmower, she bumped her elbow against the mobile home. And
so I don't
if she does, that's a 13-foot reach. But
I don't think you're going to get her to move her shed.
No, I think maybe at the beginning they might have, but they're getting a little more foresight into
it. But anyway, the way it testimony. Lays now, as you're looking at it,
the testimony we heard, it alters the essential character of the neighborhood.
All right. Well, if there's no further discussion and the board is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion on case 11,946. All right.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I believe that we should deny case number 11,946 based on the situation where they placed a home there and they knew it was going to encroach again. They came to us to get relief again, and I can't see doing it first and then worrying about it later. And this is the same situation we have with the other homes in Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park.
Okay.
So I would recommend a motion. I mean, I make a motion that 11,946 be denied.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Because.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because it's been created by the applicant.
Oops.
Now you want a second?
Now I, sorry, I jumped the gun. Yes, now I would.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and now a second by Mr. Mills that we deny case number 11,946. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,946 is denied.